Once again, it's time to look at some audio-described highlights. We are looking at the stage, and we're looking at galleries as well. Anne Hornsby is here once again from Mind's Eye Description for our monthly look ahead. Thanks for joining us, Anne.
Lovely to be with you, Alan.
All refreshed after your little break in Devon. Lovely part of the country.
That was very lovely. Yep, I went in the sea every day.
Oh, enough, I'm getting jealous. Let's get down to the audio description stuff. I'm going to look at the theatre first of all. You've got a couple of shows to tell us about, touring shows as well, so people can obviously check if it's coming near them and find out if it has audio description. I'm going to start with, I hope I get this right, Ma Mai Mia?
Yeah, that's not bad. You have to do it in a Scouse accent.
Ah, I don't want to offend people. Mamma Mia. Oh, no, that sounded Irish, didn't it? Quick, and tell me about it before I embarrass myself anymore.
Yeah, it's a wonderful alternative to Mamma Mia. Well, in our story, it takes place on an island in Wales in a rather shabby and run-down caravan site. And we find out that the young woman called Sally, who's about to get married, doesn't know who her mummy was because she was found on the doorstep, her dad's doorstep, when she was a tiny baby, and he's brought her up and he's been the only parent she's ever known. So somehow she manages to find out who the three potential mothers are and sends them some information to tell them that they've won a competition to stay all expenses paid in this luxury accommodation, which is actually this rather run-down caravan site. So the three women arrive, and then she's trying her hardest to keep her dad away from them so he doesn't discover them before the wedding, in much the same way as happens in Mamma Mia. So this one is full of disco songs. It's a real boogie wonderland. And there are four super talented young women who provide the singing, and they're in shimmering silver dresses with long silver white hair and high silver boots. It's full of humour. It's touching as well, but it's got some real Scouse humour in it. And Drew Schofield, who's in it, is just a master of comic invention. There's one scene when he's had too much to drink and he's trying to put a pair of trousers on, and I have to try really hard not to snort down the microphone as I try to describe his antics as he tries to get one leg in and then gets the trousers stuck between his legs and then gets two legs down one leg. And it's how much fun can you have out of trying to put on a pair of trousers? So it's a lower laughs. It's a great theatre because it's very informal. You can have your drinks at your seat. You can have a meal beforehand. It's got a great atmosphere.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. I've never had that problem putting my trousers on either. I have to say, just clear that one up. Where are you going to be describing this, and when?
This one's at Liverpool's Royal Court Theatre. It's on the 23rd of June. It's at 8 o'clock. And the good news is that for the first time since the pandemic, we're going to be able to offer a touch tour so we can take people onto the set into those caravans. So that's a real step forwards.
Fantastic. Let's move on then to Waitress.
This is a lovely story all about women, their relationships, and the main character works in a diner, and she's a bit of an expert pie maker. So she's very good at what she does, but she's trapped in a relationship with a partner who's a bit of a bully, to be honest. What the show does really well is celebrate this sense of friendship between the women she works with. They're really there for each other. They're there to support each other, especially in the bad times. It's another one that's got a lot of humour in it. I need to describe a scene where there's a fair bit of groping going on behind the counter. So that's always a little bit of a challenge and a lot of fun. But it's about whether the young woman should try to break out of her marriage, or whether she's got enough skills to set herself up on her own, whether she could ever do that. But also she has a little bit of a fling on the side with a new doctor in town. So there's a fair bit of love interest going on. But they're beautifully drawn characters, and it's nice to see such strong female roles on stage. So the next audio described performance of Waitress is on the 2nd of July, and that's in Wolverhampton. And then after that, it's being described in Nottingham, in Manchester, in Norwich and Bradford. So there are a few places where people can catch it.
Great stuff. We'll give you your contact details later, Anne, because you've got loads of info and lots of shows around the country. Let's finish off with not some theatre news, but some gallery news, because audio description is used in lots of places like galleries and museums, as well as cinema, TV and theatre. And you've got some more on that for us?
I'm going to be running some training with staff who work in Limerick, so over in Ireland. This is for the gallery and museum there. And what we're trying to do is develop the skills amongst the staff who already work there. So what I'm working with them on is developing their vocal skills, their writing skills, so that they can provide better descriptions for people that come, and also to look at the provision of tours and how they might offer those. So should they do handling sessions? Should they do them at the weekend? Should they do them in the week? How are they going to establish contact with people in their area that might really benefit from those? And alongside that, they're looking at developing an audio guide which visits many of the objects in the museum. So it's always really encouraging to know that the service is spreading, if you like, that it's been great, because I've worked with a lot of people in Ireland over the years, and somebody contacted me and said, oh, I remember I came on your course that we did about 15 years ago. I've been putting those skills into practice, and I thought it was about time we ran the course again for all our new staff. And so it's just wonderful to think that the word is getting out there, and hopefully whatever gallery or museum you choose to go to, then the staff will be prepared and be able to offer a real service and make sure that there is access for all visitors.
Yeah, sounds fantastic, and well done, and well done to the guys over there in Limerick as well for, you know, maintaining, as you say, even for the new staff and looking to update their skills as well. We're almost out of time, Anne. If people would like to find out more on audio description, perhaps shows and things and tours that you're involved in, how do they get in touch?
The best way is to check the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. If you go to the events page, there's a calendar on there, and we update that every day as soon as we have any news. You can drop us an email. We always welcome emails, especially if you're thinking, is there a touch door? What time is the touch door? That sort of thing. mindseyedescription@gmail.com. And then you can follow us, Mind's Eye Arts on Twitter, Mind's Eye Description, which is on Instagram, and it's Mind's Eye Description on Facebook as well.
And great to chat with you as always. We'll catch up again next month, but thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you, Alan.